my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Whoa,
we miss anyone?
You're looking for trouble? You came to the right place. Looking for trouble? Just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed man that judged me 'cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil. Oh, don't you mess around with me.
Once again, the Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFL in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and you have found your way back here, and we salute your efforts. That was two from Elvis, Trouble and Guitar Man, from the 1968 NBC Comeback Special. And let's see what we got coming up. We have some pretty interesting stuff and some interesting stories to tell you this week. But first, let's start things off with a song I sang at karaoke.
Para bailar la bamba, se necesita un
Big Brother.
slice of the good stuff right there with Dillinger 1973's Tighten Up Skank, which later was released in 2000 on the compilation Cocaine in My Brain. For that was Big Brother and the Holding Company, combination of the two. And if you didn't know, the woman incongruously referred to by the MC as, quote, a great broad, end quote, was, of course, Janis Joplin. And respect will always, always be paid. And at the start, Richie Valens, La Bamba. Moving forward, there's a little story for you. Got a story to tell you. A few weeks ago, I got an email, as one does. And it was from an individual in a music production company out in New York City. That's right, New York City. And complimenting me on this show, as, you know, supposed people are wont to do. And it was, in fact, the lead singer of the indie pop band Mommy Heads. It was Adam Elk himself, and we entered into a discussion, and he was kind enough to send me a selection of their back catalog, and what I'm going to throw at you is one from their latest, and I hope you like it. And as speaking of regional musical heroes, also going to throw one by East Hampton's late lamented folk trio, the Dire Honeys, and we'll also throw in some Santana, but first things first, it's Mommy Heads. And would you believe that the drummer was only 16 years old when that recording happened? That was Santana with Soul Sacrifice, the closing number off of their self-titled debut. 1969 was the year. And the drummer was Michael Shreve. And they, of course, do the infamous extended take in the Woodstock concert film. Before that was Dire Honey's Red Rocking Chair. And at the start was Mommy Head's Speaker Heart from the New Kings of Pop, their 2020 album, if I'm not mistaken. And because I got a big old mess of Mommy Head CDs in the mail not too long ago, as I was talking about, we'll be hearing from them again very, very soon. Moving right along, we're going to go into an extended concert state of mind. But first, it's the pause for the cause, isn't it not?
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Get vaccinated, for the love of Christ. You can see what's happening right now. Moving right along. In 1967, Woody Guthrie died. One of his biggest fans was Bob Dylan. And when the time came to put together a memorial concert, I believe at Carnegie Hall, Bob Dylan came out of his one of his seclusionary periods with the backing band that would eventually become the band, but at the time they were called the Crackers. So here's Bob Dylan and the Crackers live doing 3 Woody Guthrie classics. Enjoy.
Thank you. of hell. Don't hang your head in pride. His mortal flesh is laid away, but his good work fills the sky. This world was lucky to see him born. Now he went up to the grade school and he wrote back his folks. He drew such funny pictures and was always pulling jokes. This world was lucky to see him born. He went up to Harvard of law. He loved his trees and horses. He loved everything he saw. This world was lucky to see him born. He got struck down by the fever. Lots of times, and I'd vote guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's Fair Land, that King Columbia River and that great, great Coulee Dam. She comes up the Canadian Rockies where the crystal waters glide, comes roaring down the canyon to meet that salty tide. From the great Pacific Ocean, the way the sun sets in the west, that big grand Coulee country and that land I love the best. Oh, and all those the stick glitter of that wild and windward spray, and it fought the pounding waters and many watery gray. Well, she tore men's boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream, that day that Coulee Dam would cross that wild and western stream.
From Bob Dylan and the Crackers at the Woody Guthrie Memorial Concert, we had I Ain't Got No Home, Dear Mrs. Roosevelt, and the Grand Coulee Dam. And I've never seen the Coulee Dam, but I've seen the Columbia River. Let me tell you, it is simply breathtaking. Moving right along, you know, when I was listening to the albums that Mommy had sent me, I was thinking, you know, they sound a little bit like the Tragically Hip. And upon further inspection, I might have been wrong, but it inspired me to include some Tragically Hip in this week's show, and you'll hear that in a little bit, and you can make the determination for yourselves. But first, we're going to have a number by Randy Newman from one of his breakthrough albums, Good Old Boys.
Thank you. love the one you're with. You got to love the one you're with.
Step to the mic and sing, and their voices little laugh tonight. In the middle of that riot, couldn't get you off my mind. So I'm at your house this morning.
From 1998's Phantom Power, that was Tragically Hip with Bob Cajun. Before that was the Isley Brothers with the cover of Stephen Stills' Love the One You're With. And at the start was Randy Newman with Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man. And that is going to just about do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good. But first, before I send you off to the next round of sounds on WMFO in Medford, just like something from our corrections department. Correctly said that Michael Shreve, the drummer for Santana, was 16 when he recorded Soul Sacrifice. I was wrong. He was 16 when he first came to the attention of the band's manager, joined the band at 19, and was 20 at Woodstock, July 6, 1949. And with that being said, well, that's all you get this week. Tune in next week for more of the same, but slightly different. Bye.